she drove up alone. She's been laying down in the car for a little while.
Maybe. I'm wondering that young girl too that came out like she was sick.
She came in with a guy. Yeah. You think she might have come for her too? Or?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. I switched gears there. I think though I'm wondering, is she maybe someone that came yesterday for the pill,
you
know, the 2-day process, but she did not look for long when she walked in, so it could just be morning sickness.
She was in tears when she walked up. She was weeping.
Yeah. And I've had women out here tell me, well, no, I've got morning sickness and I just don't want to do this.
Yeah. Young man, come on over here and talk to me for a minute.
Good.
I'm not going to hurt you. There's no reason to be afraid of me. Let's reason together. Thank you. My name's Tony.
Morris?
Yes. Nice to meet you, Morris. This is my friend Patty.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm all right.
Morris, is the baby your baby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When she said when you got her little thing, they said something about it's going bad or something like that, that it's messing up her, it's messing her up, or something like that.
Well, Morris, places like this, they're going to tell you one thing. It's best to kill the baby.
Money.
That's it, Morris. People who kill for money aren't the most honest people in the world. Morris, this is your son or daughter. This isn't your clump of cells. This is your son or daughter. This is your flesh and blood. You can't detach yourself from this. You are this baby's father. You will always be this baby's father. If this baby dies today, you will still be this baby's father, Morris. You will simply be the father of a baby you killed. You've got to come to terms with that, Morris. You cannot detach yourself from this. This is your child. And men, Morris, don't murder their children. When you see on television a man wiping out his family, what do you think of that man?
That's a monster.
Right. When you see a man kidnapping a small child, murdering that child, or burying that child alive, what do you think of that man?
That's a monster, right, man?
Morris, the Word of God says, you are that man if you go through with this.
You don't do everything you can to get her to stop. By driving her here, you are basically condoning it. You're an accessory to this baby's murder. You need to go in there and say, I was wrong to bring you here. I want you to come out of this building. There's help for us out here. And bring her out here to talk with us. I don't know what they're telling her, but I can tell you we can offer to get you a second opinion with a high-risk pregnancy doctor. Because they will. They'll lie to you. They'll tell you everything. And sometimes that's exactly what the woman wants to hear, because she doesn't want to carry the baby to term. But she will be the mother of this baby forever, just like you will be the father. And we're pleading for you to just go in there and get her to come out and talk with us. The abortion doctor isn't even here.
The doctor's not here. Morris, you're the father. You're the father of this baby. You have to fight for this child's life. When you stand before God, He is not going to listen to your excuse. Man, she wouldn't listen to me. That ain't going to fly, Morris.
That's a cop-out for a lot of men.
It's a cop-out.
The lie of, oh, it's a woman's choice, it's her body. And so you say, well, I didn't have anything to do about it. Have you done everything you can to prevent it? Have you done everything to protect your little son or little daughter? Have you done that? You'll stand before God, and He's going to ask you that. You know, why didn't you?
That little boy or that little girl is going to look something like you.
How far along is she?
Not even a month yet.
Did you know that at 18 days, that your baby, your son or your daughter, has a beating heart? At 18 days, you want to see some of the development? Would you take some of that in there?
Yes, I saw.
And do you have any profession of faith? Would you call yourself a Christian?
Well,
do you believe in God?
Yeah, I believe in Him.
Okay. The Morris, if you die today, where are you going to spend eternity?
I feel like I'll go to heaven because I ain't did nothing wrong. I haven't done anything wrong.
Morris, God's standard is moral perfection. Jesus said, you are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. You're not, Patty's not, I'm not. When you stand before God, He is not going to see you as an innocent man. Because all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He's not going to see you based on how you see yourself in the mirror. He's going to see you based on how He sees you in the reflection of His law. The law He's written on your heart, and His law says you will not murder. He's not going to see you as a good person, Morris. He's not. There are no good people in heaven. There are forgiven people in heaven. But you must come to God on His terms. God does not turn a blind eye to sin. Just like a good judge is not going to take a bribe from a guilty criminal, God's not going to be bribed by your good works. You're not going to be able to clean up today by turning over a new leaf, by giving to the poor, by going to church and singing hallelujah on Sunday, but living like hell Monday through Saturday. There are no hypocrites in the kingdom of God. You must come to God on His terms. And He commands you to turn from this sin and put your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. Morris, God can forgive you for what's happening here today, but that does not give you a license to do it. Any person who thinks they're going to be forgiven and goes ahead and sins against God with willful intent, they are trampling under their feet the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. What do you think God does with people like that? He condemns them. I don't want that for you. I don't want that for her. But that's where you stand right now. You are at the crossroads of your life at this moment, Morris. And you know what I'm telling you is true because God has given you a conscience. You're not going to be able to stand before God and claim either innocence or ignorance of what's going on here today. And He will not give you an opportunity to plead your case. The day of judgment is not a court trial where you get to show God what a good guy you are and present evidence of your good deeds. The day of judgment is a day of sentencing. Because unless you come to faith in Christ now, God has already found you guilty. And you are just waiting for execution. That's reality. You got to stop clicking your heels together and think that God's just going to turn a blind eye to this man. And you, Morris, with all due respect, you've got to man up. No woman should be able to tell you, the father of a child, I'm going to murder your baby and you have nothing to say about it.
That's not even my girlfriend. That's not just a friend. The reason why I even thought about it is like, I ain't in no situation to bring no baby in this world.
Then we can, Morris, we can help with that. That's no excuse. If you and your friend cannot afford to raise this child, we will help you find a loving family to do that. And in the meantime, we will find the people who will be able to provide for her needs financially as she goes through this pregnancy. And love her and care for her the way Christ has loved us. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever to sacrifice this baby on the altar of convenience and selfishness. If you cannot afford to raise this child, then love this child enough to allow this child to live and let someone who can lovingly raise your child. That's the honorable thing to do. Just as you are.
It's a gift. You may not see this baby as a gift, and it may not be a gift that you personally raised, but there are families that are wanting to adopt.
Tens of thousands who can't have children.
The baby is deserving of life. And sadly, it's your sexual immorality that has brought you to this crossroad today. And that, you know, you don't even say that she's your girlfriend. It's just, you know, sexual immorality that has brought you here. And God's going to deal with you on that, Morris. And we love you enough to tell you the truth. That you are going to stand before a holy and just God. And maybe you're coming over here today with, for you and your baby.
You know what we're telling you is true, Morris. you know what we're telling is true. You know we're not blowing smoke at you. You know we're not lying to you. Because God has given you a conscience. And the reason you're standing here is because that conscience is at work.
Today may be the day of salvation for you, Morris. Today, you know, none of us are guaranteed another breath. You could get in your car and get on the freeway and get killed in a head-on collision.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's reality.
What I'm telling you is really important because you are not guaranteed another breath. And we pray that God would not harden your heart, that you would hear these words of truth and that they would sink deep.
The Word of God says, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Morris, God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. You can be made right with God today, but you must come to God on His terms. God does not negotiate with sinners. Not you, not me, not anybody else. He's the one who created you. He sets the terms for release. You don't. And He is commanding you this day, Morris, to repent and to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And let the fruit of that salvation, the first fruits of a changed heart, a heart changed by God, not by you, be the saving of this little baby's life. The Word of God says, Morris, do not fear man who can only kill the body, but fear God who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Fear Him. Do the right thing. Do the right thing.
In a nutshell, Morris, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Him. What you're being called to do is to forsake this world, to forsake sin that you might love. That's what it means when you turn to Christ. And when God comes in and gives you a new heart and new desires, and He alone can do that.
But you must come to Him on His terms. God's no more going to negotiate with you than a righteous judge is going to negotiate with a guilty sinner, with a guilty criminal.
You know what I'm saying?
Then go do the right thing.
Let me tell you one more bit of information. Do you know how Planned Parenthood got started?
Oh, yeah.
I want you to get on your phone and Google the Negro Project. Margaret Sanger, a white woman, saw Jews and blacks as weeds, and she put abortion clinics in low-income areas because she wanted to extinguish blacks and Jews. That's what you're supporting as well when you come here. Do you know that more African-American babies are aborted than are born alive today? You know what? And let me give you a couple other bits of information. The Holocaust. It was legal. Was it okay?
No.
Slavery was legal. Was it okay?
No.
Abortion is legal. It is not okay. And you need to, as Tony said, man up and go in there and do the right thing or do everything you can, because then you can stand before God knowing that you did what He required of you. You choose to repent and follow Him. Are you willing to do that, Morris? Or is there a sin that you love more than doing the right thing?
I'm not all I do, my sins.
Jesus says to love your neighbor. The two greatest commandments are to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Morris, can you think of a neighbor closer to you than your son or daughter? Go love your son or your daughter. I have three adult daughters. Do you think there is anything I wouldn't do to stop someone from hurting them? I would take bullets for them. I would take knives for them. No one is going to harm my child because I'm a father. You're a father, Morris. Today, you are a father. The moment God created that child in your friend's womb, you became a daddy. You're a daddy right now.
Have you been here before? Something you've participated in before?
No, I know this is.
Okay, then Morris, go in there and talk to her. Take this information, get her to come out and talk to us. The killer isn't even here yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't come yesterday, right? And you said they're telling her something. Did she come yesterday for a pill or anything?
No.
Or why are they telling her that there's a risk?
No, she...
Who told her that?
The hospital out there in Pomona. I drove from Pomona. Right, come on.
Well, like I said, right down the street is Pregnancy Resource Center. You can go there. They'll probably help you get in touch with a high-risk doctor. Mm-hmm. There's a website for pro-life doctors. There's help for you, but are you willing to do what you need to do today? Are you just going to say, stand back and go, well, it's her choice and she won't listen to me? I've had many guys stand here, right here, and tell me the same thing and go in, and most women want the man to come in there and say, we'll do whatever we can to protect this baby. And I've had women come out in tears because that's what they wanted to hear. So all you can do is do what you can do. And we're pleading with you to do the right thing, to go in there and protect your son or your daughter. And you may not be able to get through to her, but will you be able to say you did everything you could? Will you at least ask her to come out here and talk to us? Does she have a profession of faith? Would she profess to be a Christian?
I'm just talking to see.
All right, then go for it.
And Morris, you need to put it in those words.
Okay.
This is my son or daughter we're talking about, and yours. Bring her out here. Let us talk to her. Let us help her. We obviously don't hate you, Morris.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you see that. And we don't hate her either, and we care as much about her as we do about your baby. Now get in there, bring her out so we can help you.
If she is your friend, Boris, this is going to change who she is. I don't know, maybe she's had an abortion before, but women are not designed to kill their own babies. And yet the world tells us it's okay, and we need people to stand up and say it's not okay. And if you, she's your friend, you care enough about her that you would not support her in the murder of her own child.
All right, Morris. We're praying for you. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you brought Morris over to us to talk, Father. Lord, there are no coincidences in your universe. You are sovereign over everything. You are sovereign over this conversation. Lord, to the extent that we are able to see in our fallible minds, it appears to us, Lord, that his heart is softening. That, Lord, at the very least, that you are bringing conviction upon him. Father, please give him strength he does not have. Father, help him to be a man right now. And to go in there and plead with his friend not to murder their baby. And please bring her out, Father. Bring her out so that we could talk to her, so that we could help her, so that we could share the gospel with her. Please, Father, for your own glory, for your name's sake, please allow this baby to live. In Jesus' name, amen.